weeks just go by so fast, but there's two nights that are the best nights is Saturday night and Wednesday. I cannot wait to get in the house of the Lord to see what God's going to do tonight. But we welcome you. I'm so happy to see everybody. Glad you're here. Glad those that are joining us online. We're going to have a good time. Amen. Amen. Tonight, Zion's Lions is with Kristen Kaufman, and Kingdom Kids is with Lindsay Cyrus. So make sure you follow your teachers. And put on your listening ears. Everybody repeat after me. This Friday. The 25th. Holy fire.
Holy fire.
Woo! This Friday, the 25th, Holy Fire will be here at Family Worship Center, beginning at 7 p.m., 7 to 9. It's just 2 hours of worship and praise. Gordon Austin and his team, True Spirit Ministries, are coming in, bringing some of their equipment, and just going to be worshiping and praying. And this is open to all the churches in our community. So we want to be a blessing to those churches coming in. So I implore you to come. Pastor Chris and I want our people here to bless those that are going to come in Friday night. So please come. I know you will be touched. You will be blessed. Amen. Come downstairs tonight. We will be having coffee and the snacks tonight, so make sure you come down. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been participating, helping clean up and serve and bring food. You are awesome people. Amen. One last announcement. The youth ministry, the Jaywalkers, will be having a fundraiser to raise funds so they can do some quite exciting things this summer. So back there, that teacher Kristen has planned a paint and sip at the church on Sunday, April 10th. That's the week before Easter, from 1 to 3 p.m. The kids will be serving snacks and some drinks and coffee, and the cost is $15, and that includes your canvas, and it's going to be Easter theme. So anybody that wants to come, get your name down, because we're only going to take 30 people. That's about as many she can teach and help at that time. But come, sign up. There will be a sign-up sheet on Wednesday. They're also going to be selling some goodies like candy and candles and soap and decorations. And so come, all money for this event, Paint and Sip, whether you buy something from the youth group, all money will go into the youth account. And they want to do some things this summer, go to some concerts, some Christian concerts and that kind of things. But see Kristen if you have any information, or she has all the information. She will have a sign-up paper on Wednesday and more information on Wednesday, too. Stand with me, everyone. Are you ready to worship? Don't forget your tithes and offerings. Amen. I know God is blessing this church in that area, so don't forget that. We all know, I've been saying it for weeks, there's so many ways to give in this house. Don't forget our mobile app. Amen. You can put it on your phone. If you don't know how to do it, see someone tonight. This guy back here, Pastor Dan, see him tonight. If you don't know how to do it, he'll help you. Get it on your phone, and it's easier than going to Facebook. You can just, boop, go right to it and see any service. So it's a good tool to have. Amen. And I was driving here tonight, and the Lord was, does the Lord minister to you in songs? Yeah. Songs are amazing. Worship, church, is amazing. There is nothing like worship because you get your mind off of your issue and you're worshiping Him. And there's a song that Pastor Chris and I, this album came out a year ago, January last year, and it was the only thing we were listening to, the only thing we were playing, and all of a sudden this song come on. And it brought me back, amen. But it just goes in to say, holy, you are holy. There's no one like you. And it says, come a little closer, amen. Draw a little closer, amen. And it was speaking to me that God is telling us to draw a little closer, but also we have to draw a little closer to Him. It's two ways. Come in, draw a little closer. Come a little closer. I want to be with you, God. I want to be with you. And it just spoke to my heart tonight. I wanted to encourage you to press in when we worship as a group and as a team. Press in. Because God is saying, come a little closer, church. Come a little higher. Come a little more. I want to be with you. Amen. And the scripture he gave me too. And one called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And I'm telling you what, this side we're singing holy, and this side we're singing holy. The whole earth, let's fill the glory of the Lord tonight. And let the river flow. So there's miracles tonight. There's breakthroughs tonight. Hallelujah. I just feel that so strongly. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way. Father, I know people that are addicted will be set free. Can he do it? Can he do it? Hallelujah. Those that could be saved, those that need a healing, those that need a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Our God, you can do it. Hallelujah. We give you the authority and the liberty, Father God, to minister to us tonight. Lord God, we lay down our selfish agenda, Lord God, and we just focus on you. We worship you with a pure heart, with one mind and one soul, Lord God, singing holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank him, church. Thank him. Hallelujah. We love you tonight. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We wait for this day. We gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening in desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. In this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky, descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes,
you're the reason,
you're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing, open up the heavens. We want to see you open up the floodgates. Oh, mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our prayer. Open up the heavens. Open up the heavens. We want to see you open up the floodgates. Oh, mighty river. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory. up the heavens. We want to see you open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every flood of our praise.
I want to welcome everyone. How's everyone doing? Good. Good response. Yeah, it sounds like you're doing well. We had a real tough time getting this everything ready for church, and we got it done right before church. So we had a lot of technical difficulties, but even if we kept on having them, we could still praise God. I kind of pictured earlier today about the children of Israelites going around Jericho. And they went around and they went around, and that last time they were praising and they were shouting and everything. And that's a shout of victory. That was a praise of victory. And we just have to make sure when we're in need of victory, shout for it. Praise for it. You know, just accept that victory.
I was buried beneath my shame, who can carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my dream till I met you. You called my name, I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old man knew till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. I needed rescue. My sin was heavy, my chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. Cause when I call my name, I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called.
Power or riches or fame.
God is so much bigger than all of these things. I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the mountains. Oh, it's time to move. My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than. Scattered, his day on the shadow is done. My God is stronger, the victory's already won. Oh, the victory's already won. He died for my ransom, he rose up on the third day. My God is greater than and in the grave. I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. I speak to the mountains. Oh, it's time. God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. I won't be shaken. I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the oh, it's time to move. My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have, he doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too big. There is nothing for God that's impossible. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low. There's no fear that I have, he doesn't already know. There's no problem too big, there's no weapon too strong. There is nothing for God that's impossible. I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. Thus speak to the mountains. Oh, it's time to move. My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater. He's bigger, better, stronger, greater, 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 bigger, better, stronger, greater. Yeah.
just acknowledge you, God. Come on, we just aware of you, God. Right here, right now, God. Right now, hallelujah. God, Lord, we know, hallelujah. God, Lord, hallelujah, as Pastor Stan said, God, Lord, the walls of Jericho were high. Glad to hear the Lord saying, come on, somebody here tonight, you're facing walls that seem bigger. I'm here to tell you, He's bigger, hallelujah. He's greater, He's higher, He's stronger than whatever there is. God just says, I want you to walk with me. Come on, I want you to walk with me. I just want you to be aware of my greatness. Hallelujah. As you set your attention upon me. As you turn your heart, hallelujah, away from the wall. Turn your heart towards me. Begin to hear the voice of the Lord say, I'm bigger. I'm better. I'm greater. Come on. I'm bigger. I'm better. I'm stronger. I'm greater.
Bigger, better, stronger. Greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater. Bigger, better, stronger, greater. Bigger, better, stronger, greater. Bigger, better, stronger, greater. Bigger, better, stronger, greater than.
Worship His name. Come on, He's worthy of your praise. Come on, I won't be afraid. I said I won't be afraid because you're strong. I won't be afraid because you're strong. You're strong in me. Come on, I won't be afraid. Someone needs to hear that tonight. Say, I won't be afraid because He's strong. I said, I won't be afraid. You should be saying this right now. Say, I won't be afraid because He's strong. I said, I won't be afraid because He's strong. I said, He won't be afraid because He's strong in me. Yeah, I won't be afraid because He's strong in me. Oh, He's strong in me. Yes, He's strong in me. No, I won't be afraid. He's more powerful than me. He's better than me. Hallelujah. Oh, I said He's greater than me. He's powerful. He's mighty. Oh, He's powerful and mighty. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I surrender. God, Lord, I humbly come before You, God, here tonight, God. And I become aware, humbly, that I need You. I need You right here. I need You right now. I need You, God. I need You. God, Lord, You're always there for me, God. But sometimes, hallelujah, we let our circumstance, our condition, determine our position. But God, I hear Your voice say, I'm stronger than You. I'm mighty in You. Oh, God, that's my position. Oh, I'm seated with Him in the heavenlies, far above the throne that's higher than any throne on this earth, greater than any principality, any working. He's greater than. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Glory. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. You may be seated. Those that are watching, I pray the Spirit of God quicken you tonight. I hear the voice of the Lord, strong and mighty. Come on, hallelujah. Come on. You might say, why do you repeat that? Maybe you're the one that's saying that. Maybe you're the one that needs to hear it. I said, maybe you're the one that needs to hear it. I know I gotta be reminded. I gotta have my mind renewed. I gotta be washed by the Word of God. Hallelujah. I gotta be washed. I don't know about you, but I got to be. Because I'm aware I need a Savior. I'm aware. I'm desperate for God to move in my circumstance. I'm desperate for God to do, hallelujah, what I can't do in my strength. I don't know about you, but somebody that's watching tonight, there's something that you can't do in your own strength. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, but I can. Hear me tonight. Say, but I can. What is impossible with man is possible with God. He's not afraid of impossibilities. He's not afraid the circumstances that we become overwhelmed with. But He's God Almighty. And He's not somewhere far away. I got to realize that He's in me. And if you've not received Him as your Savior, don't leave here tonight without recognizing what He has done for you to set you free. You're not meant to stay in a grave, but you're meant, hallelujah, to walk out of tombs. To walk out of dead places, hallelujah. Come on, amen. You're to begin to receive the Spirit, hallelujah, of resurrection power in the Spirit of God to get up. Come on, we're not meant just to be saved and to go to heaven someday, but we're meant, hallelujah, to walk in life in abundance today. We're not meant to be pushed around by the things that are in this world. Hallelujah. Why? Because the God that's in me, hallelujah, is greater than everything.
Amen.
Everything that I face. I said everything. 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 It's around me. All my problems. God's waiting, hallelujah, for us to be aware that He's God. That all those around us that are laboring in pain, all those that are broken in darkness, waiting for the manifestation of You to arise, to come to the awareness that God is greater than, He's bigger than, He's stronger than, He's more mighty.
Oh, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger. The greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, you're bigger, you're stronger, bigger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater.
Hallelujah. Come on, just give him praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Listen. Can I share something with you? I shared this Wednesday and I shared this last Sunday. God says, I felt when I was praying to God, told me, he says, I want you to bring people into a sensitivity training. Now, I'm going to say it again. He didn't tell me to tell. He told me to come into sensitivity training. Not just, not to my feelings, not to my emotions, because that's what wrecks me. But he says, I want you to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. I want you to learn to turn your ear. He that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Because there's a lot of voices out there. And can I get a witness that are loud in our lives? You might know somebody, hallelujah. You might not be going through something, but I know some people that live in darkness that don't know my Jesus. God says, I want you to be sensitive to my Spirit so that you can be an instrument unto righteousness. So that you can be a servant unto me. That you have the sensitivity that your storms, they're not louder than my footsteps. That your storms or your circumstance, hallelujah, aren't louder than my still, small voice. That all you need to hear is I am. Lord, what? I am. I am. I said I am. That whatever you're facing, I'm greater than. Whatever you're facing, I'm stronger than. Whatever it might be, I am. He is. He is. And the I am is in me. I need to be aware, sensitive to his Spirit. That I feel quickenings in me. That I don't have to be moved by worship, which worship moves me. I'm moved by the Spirit of God. I don't have to have the praise team, which I thank you, because you do great. But I don't have to have the praise team move me. Because why? I have the anointing within me. I have the Spirit of God within me. I have the Spirit of joy, peace, love, righteousness. Hallelujah. I have the fruit of the Spirit abiding within me. And God's waiting for me to turn to abide in him, that I would bring forth fruit. And bring forth fruit with much abundance. For those that are dying, those that are hungry will take from my life because I'm sensitive to hear God. I'm going to share this with you guys. I was on my way to work the other day. I've been praying for somebody. I got some guys, I got some targets that I'm set on, hallelujah. That I just feel the Spirit of God targeting those people. And I've been praying for them, but I haven't had the right moment to speak to them. I don't want to just do it out of my flesh, but I got to do it through the Spirit of God. I got to be led. God's always leading us to witness, but I just don't want to speak. I want to speak with the ear to hear what God wants me to say. So I'm on my way to work, and I hear the voice of the Lord really in my heart saying, be sensitive, because today, say today. And I began to see him, hallelujah. I didn't know if he'd be there. I didn't know if he was going to show up, but I had in my heart and I was praying, God, you create the moment, hallelujah, for me to step into. I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to wait for you. And every time it's always been where there's somebody who's always between us, blocking us. But today, salvation, hallelujah, that there was no interruptions, there was no one in between. And in that moment, I felt God say to me while I was listening to my worship, I heard him say, today. And he came towards me and he began to speak to me about what I wanted him to speak to me about. Come on, amen. Say God. See, but I want you, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but I want you to hear this. I want you to understand that he did not and was not and is not aware of God. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't know God. There's some people out there. They think it's foolish. They think it's foolish. Don't get mad about that because you were there one day. You need to get righteously angry and pray. Pray, hallelujah, that God gives you a moment to witness, to speak. So I'm praying, I'm asking, and on my way there, and so in this moment, hallelujah, I was driving there. While I'm there, I really felt that God says, his attention is not towards me, but mine is towards his. He's not thinking about me. I want you to think about this. This was God about you. You weren't thinking about him, but I'm here to tell you, in that day, he was thinking about you. In the same day, say the same day. Praise team, you could go ahead and thank you so much. Thank you. Good. Play something for 1 minute. Come on, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Come on. Listen, today, this is called the day of the Lord. Because of this, I really felt this. Because I want you to hear me. I just want the praise team, when they get come down, and I want them to hear this too. Because you love God. There's no life greater than this life right now. Listen, I pray that if you don't feel a hunger, just ask God. You know, the one thing about hunger in the spirit is that the less you eat, the less hungry you are. If you're not hungry for God, it means you're not eating. You're not eating of what? Of who he is. Of what he is to you. What he presents to you in your life. I it's not emotion. It's revelation. It's revelation of how that I lived in darkness, yet he loved me. That I was in darkness, that I never had my attention towards him, but his attention was always on me. I want to live with the greatest form of worship that I give to him is my attention. It's more than a song. It's more than a dance. It's my attention. Say attention. I give it to God. He doesn't fight for it. He's just who he is. And when you become aware and come into a revelation of how great God is, it'll change your life. What I tried to do and what I couldn't do and why I didn't do it when I was raised in church, I had the impression that I had to do it out of my works, I had to work hard at it, I had to try hard out of it, I had to demonstrate this thing, I had to be good, I had to do this. I gave up. Why? Because I knew I couldn't do it. And that was the right answer. I needed a Savior. I needed a Savior. I needed a Savior. I needed Jesus. And he was that to me. He doesn't fail you. He doesn't come short of what you need. He's everything that you desire, everything that you long for, all those things that are soul, hallelujah, that is not completely set free yet, is longing for. So many things, whatever those things are. But when we begin to relinquish them, when we let those things go and say, God, I want you. You are everything that I need. I know, because he is that to me, that when I stood with that guy that was so hurting and broken, I knew what I had, he needed. I know, that what I have is it. It's the void that we long for, that he only can fill. With who he is. But as he was, as I said that, as I, his attention wasn't on God, but God's attention is on him. Now he's not come to that. There's just a seed. But seeds are dangerous. You plant the seed. Just with love. I think the most thing that shocked him more than anything is when he didn't believe me and I wasn't mad at him. He said, "Are you mad at me?" "Absolutely not." No. It didn't deter me, disrupt me. Because I know what he needs is what's in me. That longs to be in him. To be the expression that he longs for. That we live our lives separate from him. And God is waiting for us to say yes. The Bible says that in Psalms 14, verse 1. I think that's it. It says this. It says, a fool. Say a fool. A fool is one that is, I'm just going to read this real quick because I wrote this in my Bible, what a fool was. Really spoke to me. Are you okay? It says, the fool hath said in his heart. See, that there is actually isn't in there. Say, don't say there is. Just say the way it is. Ready? For the fool has said in his heart. Just don't say the no, though there is. Just don't say. I'm sorry. I'm confusing. Don't say there is. The fool hath said in his heart, no God. Say no God. See, a withering soul, a soul that has not been set free, that still lives in our pride, not in a place of hunger that, God, I need you, God, that I'm desperate for you, that my thoughts, my emotions, and my will keeps me separated from you because it's selfish, it's prideful. Come on, amen. It's arrogant. It's soulless. Say soulish. Soulish. And it's withering and dying. It will disappoint you, I promise you. But when we come with withering souls and say, Father, yes, God begins to quicken my thinking, my emotions. When I become into awareness of God, what I couldn't do with my own will, I will myself to do that. I do it out of an awareness of his love for me that wrecks me. Hallelujah. That causes me to run, not away from him, but to him. Not to leave myself in shame. See, our soul, our withering soul says no to God, wants to disagree with God. Wants to disrupt the conversation that he has with us, that I'm greater than. Because our circumstances seem bigger than. But God says, don't let nothing disrupt me from you. Neither height, nor depth, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things seen, nor things unseen can separate us from the love of God. So don't let it. The only way it happens is if I continue to disrupt God, that I don't begin to live in victory. I don't walk in victory. I live with a distorted view of God. And he says, you know what? He says, listen, all the Christians that I know are hypocrites. I said, probably. Maybe. If they're living from a broken soul, place with their soul, living out of their wills, out of their emotions, yeah, they're probably hypocrites. But those that have a humble and a contrite heart, that live surrendered to God, not out of a place because they have to. I want you to know, when you're forced and you're a slave to do it, some people become set free from sin, but become a slave to religion. Out of their works, trying to prove to God that you're good enough. The children of Israel for 40 years could not prove that they were good enough to God. They had to come to a place where they said, I need a new heart. That's what Moses told them. He says, guess what? All the laws that we could write, you started with 10, you end up with 613. It's never enough. There's not enough love laws that can confine me to keep me restricted, because my soul needs set free. But when I live from the place of surrender, when I meet Jesus, when I surrender my heart to His heart, when I surrender my impossibility to the possible, when I surrender my weakness to His strength, when I surrender, hallelujah, what I have to what He has, at that moment it disrupts my withering soul, and I become alive with the Spirit of God. Alive, quickened. I come to attention. I begin to realize, hallelujah, who God is in me and who I am in God. That's what we're here for. Come on. Listen, I just feel a desperation for us as a people, a body, to hear God, just to hear Him. Because, listen, I'm here to tell you, I feel this, that the enemy wants to give, even in this world, you a testimony of how bad it is. And if you look for it, He'll give it to you. And the way that you see that is out of your brokenness, out of our soul. I need my soul healed completely. I need to be at a place of surrender that God, letting God arise and overtake my brokenness. My brokenness. My insecurities. Because the enemy wants to give me, he has no power over me, but he wants to give me a testimony of how bad it is. And if I look for it, say on the same day. As this young man was in that place, and so many times people living in darkness, say on the same day. On the day of the Lord. I want you to know that when I come into the light and I've risen in the light of who He is, the salvation, I'm living in the day of the Lord. Say the day of the Lord. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. The day of the Lord is here. It's here. Say it's here. Salvation is Jesus brought us, hallelujah, that we can walk in. This is, say this is, the day of the Lord. Not tomorrow. See, if I live with that, man, I'm hopeless. But I can live today saying, this is the day that God has prepared for me to walk in. Come on. The day of salvation. That He has prepared with His own self for me to live in victory. See, because I can't do it with my withered soul. But God says, I go prepare for you a place that you can live. Say the day of the Lord. The same day. Do you understand something that this really spoke to me, this right here. Do you on the same day, right now, it's light outside. But today, somewhere else, it's dark. And the reason why is because it's positioned to the sun. Say the same day. But the thing that's different, it's his position with the sun. The same day. See, that's what breaks my heart. The same day that I'm living in salvation, I'm living in victory. The same day, 2 feet from me, there was a man living in darkness. In the same day. I want you to know that God wants to disrupt that. He wants everyone. It is the will of God for no man. Listen, do you want to hear this? Hear this. This is God's heart. That nobody perishes. Why does God let this? No. You want to hear the heart of God? That nobody perishes. I've given you everything to live in the day of the Lord. Salvation. And there's some things that I can't answer, but I know this. I know that the appearing of Christ through our lives is the difference of why so many negative and so many bad things are taking place in our world is because the sons and daughters of God have not manifested God. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Man, I could just end it right there. Because I just want to rejoice in what He's done for me. You know how powerful it is just to think about that? Just think about it. Just let yourself get to a place where that we begin to learn to just thank Him and think about this. That I'm not living in darkness. That no matter what's around me, it does not determine my position with the Son. Doesn't determine. My condition does not determine my position. My condition does not determine my position. My condition does not determine my position. See, Peter, see, you know what does? Doubt does. Doubt disrupts doubt. Doubt is not being aware. Listen, He's God. In that day, He's still God. He's God. But the thing of it is I got to be aware that He is. So Peter was in a boat with his friends. And it was stormy. Say it's stormy. That's the condition. Waves to me speak of doubt. James says that a man that wavereth, that waves, that it's like he's like a wave up and down, tossed to and fro. See, God doesn't want us to live that way. But what determines that? My awareness. My recognition of God. My receiving what the Spirit is and who He is in my life. Say by receiving. Do you know my salvation comes to me by receiving. Confessing and receiving. But so does the salvation of my soul. That I continue. Say continue. I don't just get saved and know the date. And no. Today is the day. And tomorrow will be today. And the day after tomorrow will be today. Say present. See, God's not determined by our time. He's determined by us letting Him be present. What holds back God, being God in my life, is doubting Him. Trust, not trusting Him. All of us. I'm not preaching at anybody. Listen. I'm learning to be sensitive. Someone said this then one time, and I got offended by it. They said, we need to practice presence. One of my leaders. I'm like, yeah. I'm more convinced of that than ever. I need to practice presence. We know how to practice sin. I need to learn to practice being aware that when I wake up, that I practice presence, that I come to the realization that He's present. that He's here. He's available. He desires to be my refuge, my shelter, my present help in my circumstance. So Jesus, who is God no matter what, whether there's storms or not, shows up on top of the waters. On top of your doubt and your emotions. Here He is, surrendered right there, standing at place. And Peter, desperate, says, I want to come to You. But before they did that, they looked and they said, oh my gosh, a ghost. Don't laugh. That's us. Why? Because they were unaware, because of their circumstance, that He could, the possibility for Him to be on top of that took them off guard. Because in their mind, that was impossible. And He shows up on top of the impossible. Present. And Peter says, come, guy, come. Just like the daddy. See, that's what the Spirit within us is saying, go. Calling us, go to the Father. Go. Listen, the Spirit is calling, come, come, come. Come up higher. Come on, come. Come on, get in His presence. Calling us, whispering in our ear, come a little higher. Come on, come a little closer. And the more you turn, the more hungry you get, the more desire you want to. You want to be aware constantly of God's presence in your life, in the midst of it, that He has your attention. We give everything our attention. Everything. I have to evaluate our lives. We have to evaluate our lives. How much attention do I give God? You all right? So Peter, like us, I don't look down on Peter, man, because this is us. Because things speak loud. Am I right? So the waves are there. And he's looking at Jesus. He's looking at Jesus. And he's got his eyes upon Him. The one who's above all the waves. And all of a sudden, it says this. It says, where are we at here? I'm sorry. And when the disciples saw Him, He says, they were troubled, saying, it's a spirit. You're right. Yeah, you're right. And they cried out with fear. But straightway, Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. See, I want you to see that He spoke a word. Say, He spoke a word. See, that word, the word of God is, it wants to cut between our spirit and flesh. It wants to cut, divide it. Because unfortunately, our soul becomes boss. Becomes boss, and it dictates the way things go. And because our spirit was not awake to God, surrendered. Just submitted. So that's why we need to have a renewing our mind. We have to have a cutting away, a separation. The Word of God does that. Say the Word of God. Say it cuts. Cuts. I feel it sometimes. When I read some of these things, man, I just feel God. And God doesn't say, see, that's you. Nobody shows me who He is, and I feel convicted because I'm not living that place. Cuts my heart. My flesh. Those deep places in me. That I become vulnerable to God when I let down my guard. See, Peter let down his guard and became vulnerable to Almighty God. But then as soon as he was looking at him, it says, he says, be not afraid. He gave him a word, don't be afraid. And Peter said, Lord, if it be, bid me to come unto thee to the water. And he said, come, come. And he said, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Next verse. But when he saw... See, he walked on the water when he saw Jesus. He walked on the water. We are meant to walk on the water, our circumstances, our situations, the impossible. When we're focused on Him, when we have our attention upon
him. But the moment, say the moment. This is what we're learning. We're learning to do. This is what I'm learning to do. This is what we're learning to do. Is to be sensitive and not become more aware of the waves and the wind that became louder than the voice, come. And he says, and he began to sink. But he cried out. Listen, I want you to know every one of us find ourselves sinking sometimes because we're distracted. Hear me real quick. I want you to hear me. This is funny, but it's not funny. So don't laugh. I had no intentions of to get fat. You're trying hard not to laugh. I didn't have intention to say, boy, I'm going to be a fatso. I'm going to hit 300 pounds. On 300 pounds. But do you know what happened? I lost my attention to my diet. I didn't give attention to what I was putting in my head. See, I want you to know that people enter marriages. I stand here and I watch people get married and I bring them in there and they never have intentions to have a bad marriage. Hear me, hear me. You could apply this to anything. But their attention wasn't on each other. The greatest currency that you have in this earth, it's not money, it's your attention. When you give me your attention, and I give you my attention, that's valuable. Because I can't never get it back, Dell. I can't buy it. It's gone. So it's valuable. You can buy a new car, but you can't get back the attention. I didn't have intentions. I didn't think one day that, man, I can't wait to be a crackhead. I didn't have intentions to do that. But I gave drugs my attention. And it took it. And what I became had attention of me, I became a slave to it. I became a servant to what I gave attention to. Say, but God. He desires our attention. With our attention, all things are possible. Sometimes things seem hard, just like Mary, how this is impossible. But he says, I give attention to your words. I don't understand it, but I submit my understanding and my thoughts to you. And the Spirit of God overshadowed her. See, God's... See, I have done this. We have done this. I've let things overshadow me. And God says, I want to overshadow you. I want to overshadow you like Psalms 91. He that finds himself in the secret place of the Most High. Come on, amen. That means that you give your attention to the secret place. Place that you got to seek. Say seek. You got to seek. Because God's not fighting for it. Because he is. He is. He's just God. But when you give God your attention, I promise you he doesn't disappoint. You okay? I'm done. I didn't get nowhere. Let me just give you this. Yeah, come on in. Sorry, Bracey. Come on up. Where did that go? Yeah, that's okay. Say, that's all right. Can I just give you this? No, I'm preaching Wednesday. When I was, my wife and I, was driving, last week to, Bishop Clower's church. I was really being aware of 15 years ago, before this was even a dream, before I had any attention or any desire for this, God did. See, when I was on my way there 15 years ago, I was distracted. Can I just be real? I don't know about you, but I want you to take hold of this in your life. How many of you have ever been so disappointed in life? How many of you have ever been so distracted, so disturbed, so broken, so let down that you didn't know how you were going to get up? That was me. But I thank God that my wife had enough attention towards God that she heard His voice. And she said that we needed to go that weekend. I was distracted in my problems, my hurt, my brokenness, my pain, the people that disappointed me, that failed me, that I failed them, had my attention. See, my soul was withered. And as I was going there, it had my attention. But as I got to that place and I was there, I don't remember a word that anybody said. I didn't care because I was still had my attention on all the pain. Come on, you been there? Help me tonight. You been there? You ever been to a place where that you've been broken so hard that, listen, you don't know how you're going to get back up again? That's where I was. See, I was distracted so bad that everything had my attention. The walls were so high, I didn't know how I was going to go over it. But thanks be to God, He had another thing on mind. See, that when I was there and I was standing in the back row and I was nudging my wife to say, let's sneak out of here. Because this preacher wouldn't shut up. Randy, he wouldn't say amen. On and on, he's praying, he's just worshiping. He said, I just don't feel the end. I'm like, well, let's do it. See, because I was distraught. I'm being real. And then he stopped. He says, I know what it is. He says, Pastor Chris Kelly, he says, we cannot end this conference without God talking to you today. I want you to hear this. At that moment, that love disrupted every pain. See, that love, because this, and I thought of this on my way there, that I was on my way there and I did not have His attention, but I'm here to tell you, when I was on my way there, I had His attention. I didn't have His, but He had my attention. He was looking to me, desiring to be with me, even though I was not even aware or I wasn't present. I didn't realize that God was even present. He was in me, but I was so aware of my problems that I didn't realize how present God was. But God disrupted that. I could have ran out the back, but I choose to go forward and let God talk to me. And He set me free. And God put in my heart, in my wife's heart, this. But I had to die to self. I had to die to the soulish of brokenness and witheredness and to be healed by His love. Would you stand? Come on, hallelujah.
Giants call on my name.
On this is saints, hallelujah.
My God is so much bigger than the problems I face. Why would I hunger for power, for riches or fame? My God is so much better than all of these things.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I won't be shaken. I won't be moved.
Come on, from his attention.
My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I'll speak to the mountains. Oh, it's time to move. My God is greater than you. My enemies scattered, 'cause they know the battle is done.
Come on, get your focus on the Lord. Hallelujah.
My God is stronger, the victory's already won. He died for my ransom and rose up on the third day. My God is greater than death, hell and the grave.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I won't be shaken. I won't be moved.
Come on, I won't be shaken, no, no.
My God is faithful.
You're faithful, God.
His promise is. I speak to the mountains. Oh, yes, I'm through. My God is bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater than.
Right here, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, listen. It's because of this. It's because he made a way, hallelujah. He is the doorway. He is the gateway, hallelujah. He is the door on the righteousness, hallelujah. Because of him, because he made it possible for every one of us to be able to be aware of the presence of God in your life. And how it comes is because Jesus gave his life at the cross so that you could be forgiven. And that because he rose from the grave, hallelujah, now you could walk in power with victory because of what he did. So what we do here today, right here, I don't ever take this lightly, because this is a moment for every one of us to give God our attention. To realize that because of his broken body, because of what took place, I can live in victory. Because he rose from the grave, hallelujah. Because what it cost him, I have power and strength. I'm not broken. I'm not weak. I don't have to live defeated life, but I can live in victory. So I take this because it brings me, because I give my attention into communion. It brings me to communion by my attention because of what he did. Let's get a revelation right here. Because of his blood. Because of his body. Because he gave himself. Now, I can freely receive what he has given to me. Receive this in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. From his brokenness to my healing. This is his blood. Because of this, I can now, hallelujah, be empowered by his life. I can live by His life, through His life, through His strength, I can be empowered to live in abundance, hallelujah, because of His life. So we receive this by faith, believing, receiving it in Jesus' name. So let's sing this one more time, yeah.
I won't be shaken.
No, I won't
come be.
Come on, declare it. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah.
My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the mountains. Oh, it's time to move.
Come on, let's lift it up.
My God is bigger. Stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater, bigger, better, stronger, greater than.
Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to give him your attention. Give him your attention. Watch what God does. Set yourself apart today. Sanctify yourself today to God. Set yourself apart to God. Become aware of His greatness. For tomorrow, I will do wonders. God bless you. Come on. In this house, we know as a family, we are blessed and highly favored. God's knocking. Open up.